Roast Dinner, a one-act play written and adapted for radio by Lisa Smith.
Watch out for that cyclist.
I saw him, thank you.
You didn't make it obvious that you saw him. You didn't give him enough room.
I gave him a metre and a half. That's what you're supposed to give them.
That wasn't a metre and a half. That was about 125 centimetres.
Oh.
Don't mumble. If you've got something to say, just say it.
I will.
It's a 30 zone.
I know.
You're going 37. Oh. 38.
That's it.
What?
What do you mean, what? After what just happened, you ask me what? I'll give you what.
I've never really known what that means.
Let's add that to the long list of things you don't know then, shall we? Like human feelings, like basic emotions. I can't believe you're acting clueless after what you just did.
I was just pointing out the speed limit, Carrie.
If you ever say anything about speed limits again for the rest of our lives, I am going to pulverise you.
Oh, I get it.
Finally.
I'm up to speed now.
Give him a medal.
It's the whole shooting your brother in the face thing, isn't it?
Bingo.
It upset you.
Do you think?
But, babe, he was being really irritating.
That's not...
And I had the gun with me.
That's no...
So I thought, let's just deal with this now, and we have one less problem to manage later. But pardon me for forward planning, for thinking ahead.
Forward planning might have included consulting me. We're supposed to be a team. And as annoying as he was always the best person to have on the pub quiz team. So our place on the Whitestones leaderboard's down the drain now, isn't it?
Good point. Oh, we could ask Richard next door. He's got a geekiness about him. Probably knows all sorts of random facts.
And Mum's going to be upset.
Is she really? I mean, really, really?
Talking about Mum, we'd better get a move on. We said we'd only be 10 minutes.
Shall I drive?
No. Oh, okay. You'll just irritate me the rest of the way.
Looking forward to a roast dinner.
You've really become fond of roast beef and all the trimmings, haven't you?
Yes. It's one of the things I'm going to keep when we take over. Yorkshire puds.
Remind me how that's going to work?
What, the invasion?
No. Getting humans to cook roast dinner for you while you're, you know, taking over their planet.
The way I'll get them to do anything else. With the prodigious use of charisma and ray guns. Anyway, your mum loves me. I don't think she'll be too bothered.
She doesn't like you that much.
She flippin' does. She always puts me next to her at dinner, and afterwards we do the dishes together and sing songs from the 1960s.
I'm surprised you know any. I only know them because I grew up with Golden Oldies radio channel constantly on in the kitchen.
I do my homework. Especially when it's concerning important things and important people.
Don't think you can charm your way back into my good books.
But I'm very cute.
You're not so cute.
Remember that time I tried to retell a joke and got it all wrong? You said that was adorable.
That was when we first met and I thought everything you did was adorable.
Remember when you found out that I'm an alien?
Yeah, that was kind of cute.
And I said that I would kill everyone you've ever disliked.
Okay, that was sweet.
Melt their faces right off.
Yes, especially Belinda from apartment 5A.
What have you got against her? She's so vanilla. She practically doesn't exist. Vanilla ice cream shouldn't exist. It should always be chocolate. Or a version of chocolate.
She looks at you like your ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream?
What does it matter? Yes, chocolate ice cream.
She doesn't. You're imagining it.
She watches to see when you're going to put the rubbish out, and she goes at the same time.
Does she? Devious. Well, if she's unnerving you, I'll kill her the next time I see her.
Don't do it for me.
I do everything for you. There's no other human for me except you. Oh, what was that joke again?
Oh, Please don't try to tell jokes.
How did it go?
It always goes wrong.
These three men have packed lunches.
You've already gone wrong. You forgot the beginning.
Oh, yes. An Englishman, a Scotsman, and an Irishman have packed lunches. And they hate them. And they kill themselves. Or do they kill each other?
It's so painful. It's a good job you're cute.
And you're wonderful. For an inferior life form. Oh, well, for any life form. Absolutely wonderful. Oh, a message.
Oh, it's not Carl, is it? Tell him you can't play golf tomorrow. You're painting the hallway with me.
No, it's the invasion. It's on.
Really?
No, it's Carl. He wants to play golf tomorrow.
Oh.
Over my dead body.
So you killed her?
No. Why? What did you hear? No.
No. It's just Adrian said something similar. It's almost like our other halves don't appreciate what golf does for them.
And what's that? So I can make a note and tell Carrie.
Well, it gives them a healthier, calmer plan. Oh, damn it! I can't find this sodding ball.
You people have such inefficient ocular systems. It's over there.
You people. You talking about lawyers? Gingers? Or gays? Choose wisely, my friend.
Lawyers.
Well, it doesn't matter, because everybody knows that my eyes are just my most fabulous feature.
They are. Oh, are you guys coming to the quiz this week?
I think so. Have you asked Richard yet?
Not yet.
So Carrie's brother just left to go to Brazil? Just like that?
He's extremely flaky.
Yeah, he'll probably slink back in a month or two with his tail between his legs.
I'm not sure he will.
Well, who knows? I'm just going to quickly message Adrian.
Captain Andrews?
Commander Snootypop. Sir, the human, sir.
Worry not, Captain. I have implemented the cloaking facility. The human can neither see nor hear this holographic communication.
Excellent, sir. It's almost a shame with the sunlight glinting off your massive metallic...
Yes, I know.
Magnificent.
Yes, I have some urgent news, Captain. But first, why are you in a field with a metal stick? Are you hunting?
No, we're playing a game called golf, where one strikes a small ball and attempts to get it into a hole.
Well, I'm glad we're on the same page, Ben. On to the next hole.
I just need to tie my laces.
Why do you try to get it in the hole? Why don't you just get it in the hole?
Humans have limited spatial capabilities.
Yeah, but you still manage to tie your laces by yourself. Brave soldier.
I see. But they find amusement in the endeavour. Like a baby trying to accurately teleport through a black hole for the first time.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Onwards.
You have integrated well into the human society, Captain. I applaud you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Actually, genuinely, Ben, thank you. It's been such a lifesaver over this past year, these ambling afternoons, our talks.
You have observed them and reported back with surprising detail.
Well, that's my job.
See? That's the attitude of a real pal. Reliable.
Most reliable. Now, the mission will be taking something of a change in direction.
Oh, yes?
Yes, because I know I can count on you.
Yes, our age-old enemies, the Flargons, have caught wind of our plan.
No.
No? It sure feels like I can.
And they are headed for Earth.
Look, it shouldn't come as a surprise to you, mate. I'm always confiding in you.
What should we do?
I don't know. Do you want to finish up and grab some lunch?
What are my orders?
Good point. You see what Carrie wants to do. Hey, she and Adrian should join us at the clubhouse.
We are forced to implement Operation Tantrum Scale 4.5 with almost immediate effect.
Tantrum Scale 4.5?
Oh, she's still unhappy, is she? Just remind her they do a good chicken palm.
Yes, rather than adapting the humans to live alongside us as we utilise their planet, it will be more efficient at this point to simply wipe them out entirely. A total eradication.
Right. Sorted. Have you brought her around?
You'll receive your orders within the next Terran day. Commander Snooty Pop, out. I'm still unsure of this Earth moniker you've assigned me.
Right, I'm starving. But I'm going to be good and have a quinoa salad. Got to think about health now I'm no longer a spring chicken. Got to keep trim and plan for the future.
I don't think you need to worry about that, Carl.
Ah, Ben, that's so nice of you to say.
Oh, I wanna paint with nobody. I really wanna paint with nobody. Yeah, I wanna paint with nobody. With nobody to help me. Hi, Mum.
Carrie, it's Mum.
I know, Mum. Why do we have to do this every time?
It's telephone protocol, dear.
Very well. It's Carrie.
How are you?
I am incredible.
Oh, that's nice. Anything to report?
Only that I have finished painting the hallway and it looks amazing.
Did you go for the sage?
I decided on green slate.
Isn't slate bluey-grey in colour rather than green?
Maybe this slate has moss on.
I should consider renaming it moss green.
I'll write to them. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, darling. These old limbs ache a bit, but nothing a full body transplant won't fix.
Drastic. Maybe try Pilates first?
Have you eaten today?
Ben made me a sandwich before he went out.
Oh, he's such a lovely man.
Not that lovely. He still went out, leaving me to paint.
He probably needed some fresh air and exercise.
Like I don't.
You're built differently. Your components are harder wearing.
I'll take that as a compliment.
What does your sandwich have in it?
Roasted peppers and goat's cheese.
Oh, your favourite.
Yeah. Although, it doesn't taste the same today. In fact, it's making me feel a bit...
A bit what?
Oh, no. Oh, that was weird.
Did you throw up?
Yes.
Didn't that happen yesterday, too?
Yes. Maybe I've got a bug.
Fine the rest of yesterday, though.
Yes.
Darling, are you pregnant?
No, I couldn't possibly be.
Oh, it is possible.
There are other explanations.
Yes, but you've got to consider it.
It's inconceivable.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
I couldn't.
Sure you could. Shall I email you a diagram?
Mum, don't be disgusting.
Carrie, I have something to tell you. There's been a change of plan.
Ben, I have something to tell you. I want you to keep calm if you can.
I don't want you to overreact, like you did with your brother.
This is uncharted territory, but hey, you're an explorer.
It's going to be all right. I'm going to find a way.
I just want to reassure you that everything will be okay.
Oh my God,
ben,
Carrie, something terrible
happened,
has happened and everyone's going to die and I don't know what to do or how
before,
to stop
not that
it
I know
all right.
Of.
What? Commander Snooty Pop made contact to say that we're going to tantrum scale 4.5 and all humans must be exterminated and
I'll
be getting my orders soon.
And
well, what am I going to do?
It's true, I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant?
Yes. What were you saying?
That we're going to kill all the humans.
Oh. That's going to make things awkward. What exactly did he say?
That the Flargons have caught wind of our plan, that they're headed to Earth, and we're forced to implement Operation Tantrum Scale 4.5 with almost immediate effect.
How do they know the Flargons now?
I didn't ask. Well, Carl was there and I got flustered.
Presumably they intercepted a communication.
Do I need to worry about you going into shock or anything, given your condition?
I don't think so.
You don't seem to be very alarmed. Maybe you're not taking it in because you're in shock.
No, I'm petrified. Mostly at the thought of my feet swelling up so I can't wear cute shoes anymore.
Cute shoes? Carrie, your whole species is being threatened by extinction.
Ah.
They'll be wiped off the face of the planet.
Yes.
And it's not like you populated other planets. You've been very lazy.
Actually, I haven't.
Well, not you personally, but, well, the human race. They weren't racing for anything.
What I mean is that...
But I have grown fond of you all. Most of you. And those I disliked, I vaporised. So that was no problem.
I'm trying to tell you something.
You're pregnant. You've already told me. Oh, you are in shock. Carrie, I know I haven't really talked about it much, but I really need to deal with the problem of you dying before I can think about the weirdness of you having our baby. I mean, if I don't solve one, then...
Oh. I need to tell you something else.
Right. I don't mean to be pernickety, but if it's about the colour of the hallway...
It's not.
Because I know you didn't go for the sage.
No.
Even though we agreed.
You weren't even there.
Ah, I knew it. Listen, you're suffering from shock. Are you cold?
I'm never cold. You know that. There's something you should... I don't quite know how to tell you.
I need to contact Snooty Pop. Perhaps I can persuade them. No, but maybe they'll allow a human refugee for testing purposes, considering your... No, sorry, our condition.
Testing? I'm not going to be taken to Planet Aparius to be a laboratory rat.
No, that would be awful. But you would be alive. That would be nice. Oh. No, awful.
We need to bring Mother in on this.
Your mother? Oh, yes, okay. That might be good, actually. You go to your mum's and talk through all the baby stuff and eat custard creams, and I will figure all of this out.
Ben, she'll be able to help because...
Yes, of course she will.
Because we...
You're little troopers, the two of you. I'm going to sort all this out. Don't be afraid.
I'm not, because...
I love you.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No, they cannot.
Yes, dear, they can.
No!
Yes.
I'm Flargon.
Well, you certainly were when I, a Flargon High Priestess, gave birth to you, yes.
I can't conceive a child with an Aparian. No.
Yes, it's entirely possible, darling. An Aparian and a Flargon can procreate under certain circumstances. You're in human form, it's not just a suit. You have the equipment and it works, as you know.
Well, they should have said something in orientation.
Well, perhaps they didn't expect you to act like such a floozy, dear.
Mum!
I just presumed you were using protection.
I was.
Closing your eyes doesn't work here, Carrie.
Ah.
Human prophylactics are the only way to avoid these... little accidents.
Don't call my baby an accident.
No, of course. A beautiful blessing. Just like you were a beautiful blessing.
What? I was an accident?
Well, it wasn't the best moment because I was invading Slovia 5 at the time, but your father and I coped. He became quite emotional and, truth be told, slightly annoying and needy. I wonder if Ben will.
I doubt it. As well as not having any further input physically, I'm sure Aparians have evolved at a better...
I don't think so, dear.
But they are far... I thought you liked Ben.
I do like Ben, darling. He's kind and generally attentive, and he has a lovely singing voice.
But
he is an Aparian, and you've never been very careful with your toys.
That is so unfair.
Although since your father departed...
You make it sound like he died.
He did die, dear.
No, Mummy. You evaporated him.
Well, I told you, he'd become rather annoying and clingy. It was my only option. Anyway, since he... left us, I've often wondered if it was time to take another mate. Having settled on this planet so successfully, I thought perhaps I'd end this mission with a nice little human. But I wonder whether you've got the right idea.
An Aparian?
Hmm.
An Aparian?
I can play nice.
Well, I'm afraid I rather stumbled upon this one by accident. There isn't exactly a Tinder for Earth-dwelling alien species yet. E.T. Inder. E.T. Extraterrestrial Tinder.
No.
It's probably a better visual joke.
Just no, dear.
Well, perhaps you won't need a dating app to find one soon. I forgot to say, with all this baby drama, we may be flooded with them soon.
With babies?
With Aparians. They've picked upon a wisp of gossip and turned it into truth, as usual. They're invading Earth. Tomorrow.
Oh, what a bother. And I've got a hair appointment with Gary.
Ben is desperate.
Oh, I suppose he would be. It's a bit like bringing your dog to someone's house only to watch it do an enormous poo on their best rug. Embarrassing, if anything.
And he's worried about me and our baby dying?
Well, yes.
Do you think you could come up with some more useful advice?
I suppose you want me to put a stop to it.
Only if you have time, Mother, around your hair appointment.
I'll see what I can do. Have you seen your idiot brother recently?
Ah, about that.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
My pleasure.
I can't believe Adrian coming down with a cold just when I want to go out for lunch.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yes, it was a coincidence that Carl called round just as your mother implemented the three-line whip. I can't believe you're so relaxed. This isn't a great time to be having a family meal, really.
When isn't a good time for a family meal? Mwah, mwah.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, yes. That's right. And who can argue with two roast dinners in a row?
Absolutely. And this is Carl.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs... Oh, gracious. That's embarrassing. I can't for the life of me think of your surname, Carrie.
Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson.
You like it?
Yes.
I chose it myself.
Now, Mother, such a kidder. I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh. Well, all right. I'll just go and jostle the roasties.
Harry, I'm afraid I may have to take a work call at some point.
Boo. You should turn your phone off. It's the weekend.
Well, if it's weighing on your mind, then you should take it and let me know if I can do anything to help.
Wow. That is not the response my husband would give. You're so supportive, Carrie. Ben, you are a lucky man.
I am. I really am.
Oh, this is just too lovely. You guys, a family dinner, all this love and togetherness makes me feel like calling my own parents. And a moment has passed.
I'm just going to get the drinks. Carl, would you like red or white?
White, please, my love. Is this work thing really causing you so much stress? You seem so edgy. Do you need a hug?
No. Yes. No,
come here. Let's get some of that tension squeezed out of you. One, two, three, four.
What are you doing?
Five, six, seven. Oh. All hugs should be at least 7 seconds long because that's how long it takes for the body to have all the healing properties it needs to live a healthy life. It's true. You should look it up.
Captain Andrews.
Okay, well, I'll look it up for you then.
Commander.
Well, if that's my new nickname, I'm all for it.
Captain, tantrum 4.5 is proceeding as planned. Well, as you've had to plan very recently, given the change in circumstances. The new plan, which we should name... Miriam, we should name tantrum 4.5. Oh, you have. I didn't see that memo. Trump... The plan is called Trump. Any reason? No? Well, it's as good as any other name, I suppose. Feels special now it has a name. Captain, Operation Trump Tantrum is proceeding as planned. We could abbreviate it to OTT.
Where is that article?
I thought I heard my phone ring.
Do you have it on silent?
Yes. Maybe I do. I'm just waiting for that work call, and then we could talk on the phone.
Ah.
Ah, work call.
Yes.
Hello. I can talk now.
I understand the rules. You're pretending to speak on this quaint telephonic device, and you have to keep your cover for a few more hours so they don't suspect.
About that command. Come and see how beautiful this afternoon is. Well, I mean, you can't see it. You're only on the phone.
Is this a beautiful afternoon? I have heard of them, but I've never witnessed them.
Yes.
Yes, I see. quite beautiful. That colour, that's quite normal, is it?
Yes.
Sorry that took so long. Mother and I were having a proper girly gossip.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Oh, sorry, you're on the phone.
What is this cheers?
We're toasting each other's health.
I guess his boss needs a play-by-play.
Oh, it's the work call.
Very good. We all need good health. Well, we do. They don't really. But good health, humans. For the next 3 hours.
3 hours? 3 hours?
Is that the punchline to a joke about my roasties?
No, Mum. Ben's just on a work call.
No work calls today, darling. Give me that. Thank you.
Mum!
Mum!
That can stay in the naughty drawer.
Mrs. Robinson, I like your style.
This is your mate's commander.
She's her mother.
Yes, she is. Keep reminding yourself.
Intriguing.
What do you mean?
Just that you have to remember your place.
She's so in charge.
Could you chaps set the table for me?
Will do.
Not you, darling. You sit down and relax. It's very important you rest.
Gosh, yes, sit down.
Yes, rest those feet with all that painting work you've been doing.
Is that wine?
No, of course not.
What is this wine substance?
A fermented fruit drink that creates a liberating sensation in humans when imbibed.
Ben, you really are enjoying the art of mansplaining today.
What is this mansplaining?
Mansplaining is when...
Dinner's ready. Ben, could you help me?
Yes, thank God.
Wow, this looks wonderful, Mrs. Robinson.
Gravy.
Yum. Thank you, Mum.
Are we expecting a surprise guest?
Oh, goodness, have I done too many? Never mind, at least you know there's seconds. Dig in, everyone.
Comfortable.
She is unusually unnerving for a female.
Yes, I am.
Oh, this is delicious.
Yes.
This is an interesting ritual.
It's something I wanted to save.
I'm sure we can put some aside for you to take home.
Why, Captain?
Because it reflects humanity's goodness.
Well, that's quite the compliment.
Oh, gosh. It's Agent. I should take this. So sorry.
While we have a moment, just the three of us, there's something I need to tell you, darling, because I know you're worried.
Worried? Well...
Why don't you take a seat and try some yourself, rather than simply observing, Commander?
What? How?
Come along, take this seat.
You cannot see me.
And yet...
And you definitely cannot physically touch me.
Keep telling yourself that, Commander.
Oh, how is this?
How can you...
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, dear. Disengage cloaking. Golly, no password.
Oh, hello.
What?
Are you the work call?
I am Commander Snootypop of the Aparian Empire.
Please, your empire consists of 2 moons and a partial interest in Uranus. Oh, and a solitary agent on Earth.
Captain, your intelligence suggested the humans were, I believe the report stated, clueless and charming.
Sorry about that. I mean, he's feeling a little better. Devastated that he's not having your roast dinner, Mrs. Robinson.
No.
So, what are we all talking about? Oh, it's something juicy.
We were just ruminating on human kindness and frailty.
Ah. And here's me thinking you come to blows over Love Island.
What is this Love Island? A leisure planet whose ownership is in contention?
No. Oh, it's chilly all of a sudden. Carl, would you be an angel and get the blanket from the front room for Carrie's shoulders?
Of course, let me get that.
Captain.
We don't want you to get cold. Your human form may be curiously appealing to me at this current time, Commander, but I cannot allow your silly whims to jeopardize my position on this planet.
This will not stand. Miriam, escalate OTT. Bring it forward. 5 minutes and counting.
No, sir.
Come with me, Commander. I'd like to show you something.
I am outraged.
What's she up to? And how can she...
Best not to ask.
Listen, Trump is here in less than 5 minutes. We need to get you out.
Trump?
The complete extermination of your race?
Oh, yes. Getting back to that?
Here we go, little princess.
Sorry, Carl. She's just a little protective at the moment.
Because you're pregnant?
How did you know?
Oh, look at that puffy face. How could you not be? You look just like my sister when she had her first. Face like a dinner plate. Oh, speaking of which...
What are we going to do? 4 minutes!
Everything's going to be all right. Well, at least partially all right.
Yeah, of course it is. Oh, you poppet. Is that why you've been acting so tetchy? You worried about imminent parenthood? Listen, I know I don't get excited about babies and such, but you'll be great parents. Seriously. Congratulations, guys.
Carl, you and Carrie represent the best of the human species.
Yeah, I know. Just look at this jawline.
You're being humorous because you sense my distress.
And because I just can't stop with the sparkle.
It's one of the things I'm going to miss about this race.
You are in a funny old mood.
Carl, what I expect Ben hasn't told you is that he's worried about an upcoming audit by an independent regulator called Flogon. But what Ben doesn't know is that Mum and I are both accredited members of Flogon.
What?
Well, that's useful.
You're
Flogon.
And I thought you were in marketing, Carrie.
I am now, but I was in finance. And I'm still accredited.
Oh. Well, I expect you have to do a bit of regular training to keep up with things.
So to speak.
I have many questions.
Yeah, me too. What does it stand for?
What?
Flagon.
Flogon. 3 minutes.
Okay, Flogon. It's an acronym, right?
Yes. It stands for Financial, Liberal and Regulatory Group of Narcissists.
Yeah. I can't remember half the acronyms at work either. I mean, nice attempt, though. Liberal narcissists.
In fact, they're not narcissists. They're really good people. And they don't want to hurt anyone.
You could have fooled me. You did fool me.
Don't feel hurt. It's a good thing.
Have I been the mole all along? Have I been infiltrated?
No, it was just a coincidence.
You, the only Flogon, met me, the only Oparian, and that's just a coincidence.
Well, it's not such a huge coincidence, because I'm not the only Flogon-regulated practitioner.
You and your mother.
We are not the only ones.
What?
There are lots, many, everywhere, just getting on with things. Life. Regulating finance globally.
No.
Yes, and it's all right.
They're here already, and in 2 minutes, so we'll... But you're not in danger, because...
I think you're getting this work issue a little out of perspective, Ben. No one is in danger.
Is Carl in danger?
No!
Okay, now I'm worried.
Am I in danger?
Now, would I allow the father of my grandchild to come to any harm?
Are you all right, Commander? You look a little... dishevelled.
Let us toast to the joining of two houses.
You said we'd already done the joining.
That was a different type, and I found it...
incredible.
Acceptable.
Thank you, Mum.
1 minute!
Ben's been acting a little unhinged, and I just wonder if...
He's been acting perfectly normal, and you feel happy.
Ah, well, what a delightful afternoon. Ah, who's your gentleman friend, Mrs. Robinson? It's your rather snazzily dressed kitchen assistant.
Yes, I think so. Although I'm considering him for other household roles also.
Oh, Mum!
Miriam, terminate Trump tantrum. Now, who's for ice cream?
Chocolate ice cream?
In Roast Dinner by Lisa Smith, Ben was played by Tom Kane, Carrie was Kim Childs, Carl, Ben Davenport, Commander Snooty Pop, Toby Smith, and Mother, Lisa Smith. The play was written and directed by Lisa Smith and was a Harcadia production for Manx Radio.